So this is the word, the truth that I have told you. It's not easy to work with people in this world. They are there not to take care, but to stop, to make trouble. No one does anything for nothing, very seldom. Even I heard that many of the so-called humanitarian organizations, they're also not all cleaner. They make use of the money for their own private business and maybe put it back in again. When you have a lot of money, you can make investments and all that. I heard about it. I don't know if it's true. Only we are a little bit stupid. Yeah. For all the money we give to donations, I could have bought a private aeroplane. Fly at ease already. Didn't have to endure all the smoking and all that for a long time. We give our millions. You can buy a private airplane for $700,000 only, or $500,000 even. Sometimes less, huh? Yes. And we'd fly pretty. It would be better, huh? But just because we don't think about ourselves, we think about other people. That's why we're in trouble. People's trouble is my trouble, otherwise I have no trouble. I could sleep well. Also, because we have also some of our disciples who are also very willing to work for the refugees. And sometimes they work day and night without sleep also. That I have to tell. In time you will know, but not now. Not now. It's better they stay anonymous. Yes. Just that I have to tell you a little bit of what I do so that you feel comforted in case you have refugees, relatives. You let them know that we do care. It's just that the word, the bureaucracy, the red tape, the political leader brokers make trouble. And also because we are a spiritual organization, we don't have as much money as they think we should. We cannot give them as much money as they want. And even if I give it to them, they cannot swallow it. They will have trouble. If they force me to give this, they cannot digest it, because this is very, very pure money. We earn it with sweat, blood and tears. If they use it for their own pretty purposes, I'm sure they get into deep karmic trouble. They will have more than what they ask for. Therefore, I have to think twice even whether to give it. Even if we have it, you understand. But when they see that we have a project with millions of dollars, they think we are very rich. It's not true. It's all we put out. We put out all what we have. But if they take it away, we have no more. That's the problem. They don't know. They think we have a lot more. It's not true. They cannot believe that because we have all that, we put it all out. They cannot believe that there are such fools like us who give everything they have. And also they cannot believe that the project is for everything included, you know, for creating jobs, for buildings, for toilets, for bathrooms, for their dormitories, for their hospitals, for their schools, for their airfares. You understand? All that included. And for feeding them when they first come. For feeding them. They cannot come into industries or jobs waiting immediately. We have to create them. So meanwhile, we have to feed them. Everything included in it. And they cannot realize it. This is all life and death of the people. It is their life. They cannot realize it. It's not that I don't want to give them the money. It's just this money means life for thousands of people and thousands in the future to come. Because if this project is good, it will breed more interest and more money, and then we can take more refugees from Vietnam whenever they come, however many they come, or other countries' refugees, the Haitians, the Africans, the Persians, the Arabs, anybody. It's not that we want the money for ourselves. I would dare not take one penny out of it. I just put it all in. Afraid it's not enough even. I never dream of taking it now. What for? What for do I take the money? I cannot eat more than twice or three times a day. Yeah? In fact, when I travel, I don't eat that much. I lost immediately weight. I saw this morning, I saw different when I was in Taiwan. I was better. And just 1 week traveling, and I feel, oh, so different. When I look into the mirror, I definitely lost some weight. Because of eating so little and sleeping so little and so much trouble and stress, you know. It's very difficult for us to understand this world. And I guess it is also very difficult for the world to understand us. Yes, I guess both of us, difficult time to understand each other. I don't know how to bridge the gap. We are so sincere and we put our heart out, but there are so many questions. Because I never see such beings in this world, I guess. They doubt every corner of our work and our sincerity. Even the bank doesn't want to take our money. They think it's unclean. I don't know how to tell them that our money is cleaner than all of the banks of the world put together. I don't know of any money that is clean than ours, or as clean as ours. Even if they wash their money 100,000 times, it's not as clean. But how can we tell that to the small men who are used to doing small business and being small guy? It cannot be great. It cannot force a dog to become an elephant. Truly, it is like that. That's the trouble. When you don't have elephants and you try to work with dogs, it's difficult. Yeah, they cannot help it for being a dog. It's not their fault. But we cannot find an elephant, what to do? So now you know, huh? Why I am in America. Not for you, I must be honest. It's for our suffering fellow brothers and sisters. But it's also for you, because it's your ideal. What I do is what you like to do. Also, no? So also for you, indirectly. So you cannot blame me. Yes. I did not let any disciples in other parts know, because I don't want to talk about things that I have not done. So now this is more or less done for that part. So I can just talk a little bit about it. Just only a little bit. I cannot tell you how far it has gone and how much and all that and whom and where. But you can only know that I am here because of the refugee problem. Just like I went to the Philippines or anywhere else. If you happen to know that I have gone to some other country and no disciples that you know, it must be for the refugees, no doubt. But since I am already in the United States, you know. Also, when we went to the United States, the police at the airport, you know, wow, they also gave us a hard time all the time. They delayed my airplane. We went to Minnesota and they searched all over. They found no drugs, no dogs, no cats in it. And they still detain us, asking all kinds of questions that we don't know how to answer. Or we could not dream that they ask all kinds of these questions. What for? Okay, anyhow. So, and then they delay our airplane. You know, once they delay it, many things were delayed. Also make trouble. Because we changed so many airplanes already. due to visa that we could not go earlier, and we already had a hard time to get the fast airplane because of the fast news that I had to come. I had to go right away. So we could not sleep even, trying to work on our project and type in telephone all night and trying to get visas and for some of the disciples, the Taiwanese, yeah? For me, no problem. I had it already. And then organize tickets and all that. And then we had to change airplanes. We couldn't have the more convenient one because of the visa. We were delayed already one day and delayed many hours because of visas, right? And then when we got there, they delayed one more. They delayed 2 or 3 hours so that we missed our airplane. And then they booked us on another airplane, after which had to change to one more. Normally from Minnesota and then Miami finished. But now because we missed that airplane, they sent us to another airplane. So we had to go to Minnesota and Detroit and you understand? And then non-vegan meal because change and then, you know, immediately booked. So they don't give you anything. Understand? So a lot of inconveniences, not only that. And then many people wait at the airport, anxious, and all the so-called political leaders even, they wait over there. And we couldn't go. And they don't bother to inform them either. When I say such and such, you know, like the mayor invited me, they say, huh, who is the mayor? He's just one of the 900-something. Yeah. I believe that some of the leaders have high ideals to serve the country and to work out something for the people. But it's not possible to work in such an atmosphere when nobody supports you. Only a handful. And the rest criticize and pick on every little pimple that you have on your face. And don't give you any chance. I feel sorry for the political leaders sometimes. I've seen some of them very sincere. But they also cannot work with red tape and bureaucracy. It takes time. And sometimes the position doesn't permit them to help. I feel sorry for them. Some of them are truly sincere and honest and clean and want to help the people and nation. But they cannot do it alone. With so much bankruptcy around them and so much red tape and so much bureaucracy and so much criticizing. Truly, it's difficult to be honest and sincere in this world, even for us. We want nothing and we only want to put all our property out to help. Even then, nobody believes us. And if they do, they want to get 90% out of it first and then leave you 10% to work for a big humanitarian project. Everybody wants something. Even their dogs and cats want to share out of it. Just for being there. Just for seeing me and hearing the conversation, they want some commission out of it. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. It scares me. What do they want next? They have done nothing and want already so much, you know? How many millions of dollars do they want? And how many private jets do they want? Have not done anything yet, for example. You understand? So what would they want next when we are successful? Once we are already in their hands, and we cannot move anywhere else. So I'm also fearful for the refugees. Where I put them, I'm also fearful. Understand what I mean? You cannot go on bribing people, or even presenting gifts, because people's greed is limitless. When they start with that, they will never end. Okay, eat some candy. I forget all this. I don't want to remember. I'm so tired. Eat some candy, okay? I don't know you. I don't know you. Who are you? What do you want? What does that mean? What does that mean? We don't have? Go to supermarket, buy some. So easy, no? You don't know where to buy candies? Don't make me angry, okay? I'm going to get mad now. Bring it over. Give it to them.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.